friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for The Hub Sports Entertainment Network. I am Brad the Dad, and no one's running shotgun with me. It was my birthday. I'm recording a podcast. Stop yelling. Some people, right? Like trying to record a podcast here on my birthday and somebody is just yelling. So I have a special birthday jam for you and I'm going to leave all of this in because boy, that was just funny. If not for anybody else, it was for me. So enjoy the birthday jam and then we'll get into this week's edition of SmackDown.
Yo, it's May 23 and the vibe's alive. Brad's here 44, feeling fresh, feeling fly.
New car in the driveway, sushi in his plate. Family movie night, man, life feeling great. Happy birthday, Brad, you the champ of the coast. Got the keys to a ride, now it's time to boast. Birthday wishes flying in, love on full send. Now he's dropping a podcast for you and your friends. Meanwhile, on SmackDown, things got wild. Wyatt Sakes returned, chaos compiled. Street Profits holding gold, but that match was insane. Fraxium DIY, all caught in the flame. Brad's 44, and the mic is lit. Dropping birthday bars, this is Smack Daddy's hit. From sushi rolls to wrestling goals, we celebrate life while the squared circle rolls. LA Knight said yeah as he claimed the brief. Money in the bank now, clutch like a thief. Julia Pinsolita made her MIT bead mark while Brad's birthday cake lit up the dark. Candace came back, helped Ciampa get that win, just like Brad's fam, always riding with Kim. Jacob Fatu throwing down with JC Mateo. Brad throwing jokes in the pod like KO. Charlotte got rolled, but Brad stood tall. Movie night vibe, sushi, beach brawls. Smiles from his fam, gifts from the crew. Podcast heat coming straight to you. So toast to the man who just hit double fours. New whip, great fam, open birthday doors. Now hit that stream, let your speakers ignite. Brad's birthday podcast, it's a SmackDown night.
Was the birthday jam brought to you by SmackDown Birthday Brad. It's my birthday and I am going to be reviewing SmackDown this week, but because it's a short week, time to hit that synopsis.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
I'm going to be flying through this SmackDown because tonight is Saturday night's main event, and Randy C and Eric B, the Raw Dogs, will be back Sunday to review this episode of SmackDown. And I'm on my way down to Port Hood, Nova Scotia for a work trip, so got a little window here to work in. Greg is away on special assignment, and rather than bug one of my other friends to jump in on a podcast, I thought, because it's going to be short, at least I hope it'll be short, that I can go through this pretty quickly. So, segment one, we had Tiffany Stratton come out. Oh, sorry. Before we got that, we had all the walks in the back, and then Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest get into it. Reoccurring running gag, almost like Peter Griffin and the chicken. I love this, and you're going to love this.
You better get in where you fit in.
My birthday, but I'm giving presents with new sound effects. Now it's Tiffy time.
It's Tiffy time.
Tiffany isn't concerned about who wins Money in the Bank. She gets interrupted by Alexa, who introduces herself. And Charlotte then interrupts her, talking about how humble she is. Yes, Charlotte's very humble. And this is just basically a way for them to interact. However, I'm not cutting this, even though it has Charlotte Flair, because we have, you know, Tiffy time. So
it's Tiffy time.
The match is Julia, Charlotte Flair, and Zelina Vega. There's a lot of really good movement in this match. Very cool three-way sequences. And it ends with Charlotte Flair having Zelina Vega in the figure four, looking like she's going to win. Julia stomps on Charlotte's knee. Charlotte rolls out and Julia hits the Northern Lights bomb. And that's the win. I think this is an excellent match. you definitely should go back and see it.
You know what I mean?
The promo then we have with DIY leads right into the Chris Sabin and Tommaso Ciampa match. Absolutely amazing. This match is next level. And I really like the chemistry between these two guys and the fact that you had Johnny Gargano's real life wife, Candice LeRae, get involved and help them win. Again, a must watch segment.
This Rebel Heart.
We're also getting a segment in the back where we're going to get the secret Hervis getting in the face of Zelina Vega after her loss. This leads to B-Fab and Meechan getting involved, a little fight. And of course, Nick Aldis doesn't have anything to book, so this is going to be a match later on tonight. Great promo by Jacob Fatu and Solo, and JC just stands there looking mean. Jacob and Solo just going back and forth and riffing about how they need to get on the same page. Jacob doesn't trust JC, and yeah, it's going to lead to the tag match later. And also we have Alexa here talking to her dolly, talking about how you need to have friends. And Charlotte thinks she's talking to her, but she's just talking to the doll. Super funny. Both these things we can keep. You don't need to keep this match between the Secret Hervis, Meechan, and B-Fab. Nothing happens. We end up having Alba Fyre take another loss because of a distraction by Zelina Vega. I hate that Alba Fyre loses all of her matches. This was not great. We have the Legado Summit in the house. They're going to have a six-person tag match, six-man tag match at Worlds Collide against three other luchadors, proving that they're the greatest luchadors of all time. Everybody's in except for Birdo, and Birdo walks away. Again, not sure if you need this. This is probably a digital exclusive, and I'm cutting this just because of Greg. Next up, we have our segment heading into a tag match with the Bloodline, or the New Bloodline, or the new Bloodline, and they're about to have their match. This match basically comes down to the fact that Rey Fénix and Jimmy Uso have some really cool moves, but they get distracted because Solo's trying to recruit his brother Jimmy back into the Bloodline, and this allows JC to hit the Tour of the Islands. There's nothing wrong with this match. In fact, it's quite a good match. It's just more Bloodline drama. And that only makes me realize that we're going to have more of the The highlight of tonight is the R-Truth promo, where he just has a bunch of stinging lines for John Cena, talking about how he's lost his smile. He thought it was just him, but John Cena has been corrupted as if he's the weird goblin from Lord of the Rings. His precious is the title. And if he has to beat the hustle, loyalty, and respect back into John Cena, he will. Just a great promo. A lot of really cool lines. I love how he said he's not going to take my joy. I may be using that clip for Greg. Sorry, Greg, but this is going to be a future thing for you. And I love this promo. R-Truth is a treasure, and I can't wait to watch him tonight.
I will beat the ever-living hustle, loyalty, respect right back in your ass.
Back to the Money in the Bank qualifiers. We have Aleister Black, Shinsuke Nakamura, and L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
This was another fun match, although there was nothing really ridiculous in this, other than I thought Aleister Black may have a knee problem after this match. I hope he's okay. LA Knight keeps getting sneaky attacks while these two are exchanging strikes, and that's how the match ends. Shinsuke Nakamura walks into a black mass, and then Aleister Black is thrown out of the ring. LA Knight gets the pin, walks away, shrugs his shoulders. Just a fantastic match. Worth watching.
Yeah.
Mello and Miz are in the back talking, and Miz is trying to let him know that, hey, I've eaten a lot of black mass for you, and you need to listen to me so you can become Mr. Money in the Bank. I think Mello agrees. This was not required.
Dummy, yeah.
Also not required, Bianca's on her way back. Great.
You know what I mean? I just dog walked their ass.
This leaves us only left with the main event. And your main event is brought to you by the following.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Are you looking for the best Raw review on the internet? Or the worst one, depending on who you ask? Check out Randy C. and Eric B., the Raw Dogs. They'll be covering Monday Night Raw here on The Hub for Draw Straws Raw. And for your complete recap of all things AEW, listen here on The Hub to Sean and Ashley with a Dynamite drop. They'll be dropping fresh new episodes Thursday nights or Friday mornings each week on The Hub. And...
hey, Alessa, book me a flight to Nova Scotia. Alessa, is there a Home Depot or a Home Goods store somewhere in Nova Scotia where I can get a sledgehammer and a thing of paint? Just asking.
So this main event is a rematch from earlier on where we have the Street Profits versus Fraxium. We've already had the Street Profits cutting their promo in the back. Also, Fraxium cut their promo earlier, which I skipped over. Both those promos are pretty good. I really like the Street Profit one because you had the new bloodline walk through, maybe hinting to a tag thing going on. But this tag division already has enough teams in it, and it just got a little bit more crowded. Fraxium has new theme song, and I think it's a great theme song. Although you can definitely tell it's Def Rebel because they did the thing with the name at the beginning. So, yeah.
Yeah.
This match has a ton of highlights in it. The Street Profits have early control, but then we get what the announcers start calling the dive train by Fraxium, where they hit a series of dives ending with Axiom hitting a moonsault to the outside. At one point, a really cool spot is that Nathan Frazier goes to do a springboard. Montez goes to dodge it, but Nathan Frazier slips back onto the apron. But it was on purpose or by accident. Still looked really cool, and the announcers covered for it really well. The Street Profits are on the ropes. We have a Golden Ratio super kick combo, but that's only two. Street Profits recover, hit their blockbuster combo with the guy on the shoulders. That's only two. Nathan Frazier and Axiom actually hit the Spanish Fly Phoenix Splash combination finishing move, but Montez is there for the save. Looks like we are going to have interference from DIY. Motor City Machine Guns get involved. There's a dive to the outside by Montez, who takes out all of the four interlopers. And then at this point, we have Axiom in the ring. He's been taken out by Dawkins, and Ford's getting ready from the heavens, and the lights go out. And we have the returning Wyatt Six attacking and clearing the ring. They totally decimate the tag division. Looks like they're now here for the tag titles. And the show ends with a really cool spot. Today would have been Bray Wyatt's birthday, and Uncle Howie is in the ring with a birthday cake, and he blows it out. As a fellow May 23rd birthday boy, happy birthday to Bray. And what a beautiful way for them to come back. Maybe we should have known they were coming back because of Bray Wyatt's birthday. Whatever. It is still an amazing way to finish this. And now this tag division is even more stacked. Although, why are none of the tag teams on Raw? I don't know. That's a very good question.
You're not going to take my joy away from me.
See, this is a clip I'm going to use on Greg. And I'm not going to think about the logic holes in this show. This was a fun show that I watched in my Jam Jams while having my birthday. It was so much fun. And there's nothing that could make me...
I don't believe you happy. He's not happy.
Sorry, Truth. I'm actually very happy. And I'm sad that I didn't have Greg this week, but we'll be back to a normal SmackDown next week. And then I will be away on a work trip, and I will be doing a brief show like this from my hotel room with all of the fun sound effects that I hope you enjoyed today. I added a bunch of new ones in there, hoping, sending best wishes to my tag partner, who should be back and joining me next week. And if not, well, I may have a plan B in mind for you all. And I hope all of you have a fabulous week. Thank you again for anyone who wished me a happy birthday. And I'm looking forward to hearing the Raw Dogs return with Sunday night's main event, talking about Saturday night's main event coming up on Sunday afternoon. You'll also get them back covering Monday Night Raw, and the Dynamite Drop will be back. This is a crazy weekend for wrestling, with Battleground, with Saturday night's main event, with the AEW pay-per-view, and a crazy Anarchy in the Arena match, which I'm looking forward to. Plus, you get Raw, NXT, and all the stuff like Collision, all of the things that have come on in the wrestling world. Plus, that's just counting the North American wrestling. I also forgot Impact has a match. You have some stuff coming out of Japan. So if you're loving your wrestling weekend, great. If this isn't a long weekend for you like it is in Canada, it's not a long weekend. Boy, oh boy, good luck trying to breathe and watch wrestling. Anyways, I've gone on long enough. I hope that you all have a wonderful day, and we the ones. Well, actually, I'm the one. I'm the 44-year-old one. Bye, friends.
The revolutionary podcast in sports entertainment. Bobby, Maggie, and Brad, the dad bless you all with a lovely tale.